We'll see you there.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control toll free at 800-259-9231. It is a live Saturday edition of the program. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site we give away, so do enjoy those on us. And that is, once again, freetalklive.com for your website viewing pleasure. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. As we go to the phones, to the fun, to Zach in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Zach?
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
First of all, I'd like to say that I love your show.
Well, thank you.
And second of all, I think that you guys are fucking people.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. We just got off the phones last hour with Dr. Aubrey DeGray.
It was a fascinating conversation.
Who is a biomedical gerontologist, a man who's doing research into, and he's got a whole foundation, the Methuselah Foundation, this M-Prize that he's offering up to people who are advancing life extension technology. A man with real vision as to how that, you know, maybe in the next 30 to 40 years, we could see extension of our existing lifespans up to another 20 additional years. And then beyond that, maybe another 30 or 40 years. And then beyond that, 1,000 years.
Could go on forever.
The guy's vision is incredible. So I took the time during the top of the hour break to go ahead and sign up for $10 a month, to contribute $10 a month to his Methuselah Foundation. Because I'm impressed with what the guy's doing. I mean, he's out there. He's articulate. He's explaining this in easy-to-understand terms for people. And I wrapped my mind around it, and it's something that excites me. So I just figured I'd let you know that.
Good idea.
I'm doing. All right. So now, Mark, I know you're busy trying to get the latest on the straw poll.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that Ron Paul's executive communications director is probably a little busy at the moment. I guess you've been sort of striking out on making some phone calls. But we will bring the latest to you as we learn it.
Yes. I have a really great article from the New York Times about, just sort of the feel of the straw poll.
Maybe we'll get to that. But first, we're going to Eric in Michigan. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
This is Free Talk Live, right?
It is.
Well, I tuned in to listen to some Liberty, but for the last hour, it's just been this weird infomercial.
Infomercial? I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Kidding. Anyway, the straw poll, Ron Paul today, I was actually really depressed with what he said. I mean, he was just pandering to the audience. It was really sad.
What happened?
I haven't heard it.
I watched it this morning, and basically, he was talking about abortion and life rights.
Hmm.
And so he says, what we need to do is stop the federal government from providing for abortions and use the federal government to protect lives by preventing abortions.
That seems unusual. From what I understand, his message has been that the federal government shouldn't be involved and that it should be a state issue.
That's the thing. Is immediately afterwards, he said we need to repeal Roe versus Wade, which would give it back to the states. But before that, he said we need the federal government to protect lives by preventing abortion. So
that's strange.
Kind of contradictory to me.
You know, I'm not sure I agree with Dr. Paul's stance on Roe v. Wade and how it should be a states' rights issue. But
what do you mean? You think the Fed should be involved in abortion, Mark?
I think that it's an issue of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
The federal government is not supposed to be dealing with common crimes. I mean, if you're somebody who believes that abortion is murder, and I certainly don't want to get into that conversation, but if you are somebody that thinks that way, then there are laws against that sort of thing on the state level.
You're right.
That's where it should stay, sir.
I'm not saying that. I'm just not entirely in agreement. It seems like life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that's the sort of thing the federal government covers.
I completely agree with Mark.
Okay, Eric, any other thoughts?
That'll do it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. As far as Ron Paul pandering, he is still a politician. He's better than the rest of the politicians, but I've always thought that he's been doing a little bit of pandering, especially on the immigration issue, personally.
Well, the guy's got to get elected, and taking the hard-line liberty issue is, it's all fun and games when it comes to talking to people on the radio, but when you got to get elected, you have to please a lot of people, and you can't educate everybody completely on liberty just in a presidential campaign. In a few seconds that you have to talk to them.
So what was it you wanted to highlight from the New York Times story about the straw poll?
Well, it says here from Jeff Zeleny, Ames, Iowa. The Ron Paul signs, it seems, are practically everywhere. You look here at the Iowa straw poll. There are bumper stickers and billboards and T-shirts in a wide variety of colors. I don't make predictions, but I do say we're going to do very well, Mr. Paul said. Screaming to be heard over a loud hooting and hollering from a few hundred supporters standing beneath his white campaign tent. How can anybody turn down the possibility to vote for freedom and hope? If Sam Brownback has his air-conditioned tent, yes, it's the same variety that Steve Forbes on a similar balmy day in 1999 used, and Mitt Romney has his large fleet of buses, Dr. Paul appears to be matching both his Republican rivals in the enthusiasm on the grounds of the Iowa State University in the opening hours of the political carnival here. Many of the people, of course, are not from Iowa. Driving here from Des Moines, the license plates of Ron Paul supporters came from Washington State, Wisconsin, and Missouri. They may not be here able to vote here today at the straw poll, but that doesn't mean they don't have a purpose here today. Many of you are not here from Iowa, but you can persuade one or two or three people today, Dr. Paul said, speaking to his overflow audience of supporters crowding around him. Introduce to them the ideas and wonderful aspects of freedom. We can restore this hope for America and for our liberties. As Dr. Paul, who did not appear to be sweating despite his long-sleeved green shirt and green tie, left his supporters with a parting piece of advice, if you're an Iowan, please go vote. And if not, go tell the Romney people to do the right thing.
What does that mean? That means vote for Ron Paul or go home, I would think.
I would think so. We're making our way around the grounds. The Republican straw poll smells of barbecue are wafting in the breeze, and country music is filling the air. Check back to see as the day unfolds. The polls here close at 6 p.m. Iowa time.
Which is now. So the polls are closed, and we're waiting for the results. Of course,
right.
We'll let you know.
They're supposed to announce at 7 p.m. Iowa time, which is... should be coming out now, and I'll be checking back at the break with my man on the ground.
All right, 800-259-9231. On the way, we'll talk about the draft. Also, universal health care deserves a discussion. And, of course, take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Let's go unscreen to the amplifier line. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
This is the Christian Anarchist.
Gene in Tennessee, what's on your mind, sir?
I just wanted to tell you guys about my biodiesel truck.
Do tell.
It's now dressed up in... six giant Ron Paul magnetic signs. I just got them, picked them up from the sign shop a little while ago, so I've got Ron Paul 2008 all over my truck.
Nice.
And I haven't seen any reaction yet, but I only got the signs, like I said, 2 hours ago, not even that, an hour ago. So.
You know you've got, I just like to say, you know you've got a candidate that has something special when he's motivated the Christian Anarchist to put signs on his vehicle.
Yeah, and I don't even vote. But, you know, I'm trying to get other people to vote.
You're still actually not going to bring yourself to vote?
I don't think I'll vote. But, you know, because here's the thing. People believe in the tooth fairy. And people believe in government. Now, I don't mind if people believe in government, just so long as that belief in government doesn't affect me. So by my promoting Ron Paul, I figure that allows me to have more freedom from these people that believe in the tooth fairy. So if they want to believe in the tooth fairy and vote for Ron Paul, I think that's fantastic. I'm going to promote that. I'm going to ask people to go out and vote for Ron Paul. But most people aren't going to ask me if I'm voting. And, you know, I might even break down and vote just for the heck of it to, you know, participate in their little tooth fairy just for fun. You know, like it's like when you talk about Santa Claus at Christmas time for the kids, you know?
Sure, you put on a beard and pretend like it's real.
Yeah, you don't want to ruin their belief in their fantasy. So the belief in government is the same thing. It's a fiction, and if they want to believe in it, they can, just as long as it doesn't affect my liberty and my life. That's the main thing.
Now, for somebody just tuning in, hearing you make these allegations, when you say government is a fiction, can you explain that for somebody that's just coming across that concept?
Well, it's a legal concept, and it exists in law. All corporations are fictions. That's why they're known as a person, but the person is a fiction. It's not a real entity, just like if I wanted you to show me Nike Corporation. You can't show me Nike Corporation because it's a fiction. You can show me buildings that have the name Nike on the side of it, and you can show me people that are claiming to have an office in the corporation, but you cannot show me Nike. It doesn't exist.
Right, it's an idea,
form.
It's a concept, something written down on
an
a piece
idea.
Of paper. And
if you remember in V for Vendetta, he said that ideas are powerful.
Indeed, that is the case.
Corporate ideas are powerful as well.
And the idea of government is powerful. When people believe in it, they use that belief system to wield force and rule over others, and that's bad. We oppose that. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call, Gene. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Dozens of ladies, dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
opportunistic lawyers, judges, future ex-spouses, disgruntled ex-employees, and meddling bureaucrats. These people want your money, home, and car. What have you done to protect yourself? At KeepYourAssets.net, they are experts in sheltering your wealth. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take your asset protection crash course today. They'll show you how to keep your assets. That's KeepYourAssets.net.
Right on. So, still on the way. Of course, your calls about whatever you want. The draft. But let's start things out with universal health care. Just a universally bad idea. Unfortunately, we're seeing more and more people here in America promoting it. They call it universal health care or single payer. And, of course, the real term is socialized health care. That's, you know, that's what it used to be called. Now they've come up with all these new terms for it, sort of like how liberals have renamed themselves as progressives. Anyway, so here's the story from G-E-N. How would you pronounce that? Gen? Anyway, Gen LaGreca from WorldNet Daily, who he actually sent me a link to this article personally, so this guy listens to the show. Michael Moore says he made the film Sicko to, quote, ignite a fire for free universal health care, unquote. Well, how absurd is it for someone seeking proper health care to take an odyssey to communist Cuba? That Moore's camera-rolling entourage would receive the same health care as a Cuban citizen stretches even a child's imagination. His film should be renamed Another Celebrity Falls for a Dictator's Dog and Pony Show. People like Moore believe capitalism is the disease and that government takeover the cure for our health care ills. They think that people have a right to free health care simply because they need it. If so, why stop at medicine? Couldn't we claim the same right to other necessities? Like food, for instance? What if the government seized control of the food industry and fed us for free with a new entitlement called food care? Initially, food care will empty the horn of plenty into your lap. With your appetite and wallet parting company, the lobster you ate only on your birthday will become regular fare, as will your favorite Belgian chocolates and filet mignon. Because the same idea occurs to 300 million others, costs skyrocket, and a food care crisis develops. Big Brother can no longer foot the bill for your busy mouth, so he must limit your mastication. This requires new agencies, bureaucrats, and a 100,000-page rulebook. You visit your favorite restaurant to find it changed. Gone are the tablecloths, flowers, and cheerful hostesses to greet you. Enhancements you had gladly paid for in the price of your meal. The Department of Restaurants eliminated them as frivolous indulgences of the people's resources. The menu is reduced to a few modest offerings. Missing are the savory specials of the talented chef, whose last creation took 40 pounds, not of ingredients, but of paperwork, to gain approval from the new recipe administration. You want steak, but getting it requires that the chef call a central office to obtain pre-authorization. With the clock ticking and a long line waiting to slide into your barely warm seat, you order hamburger instead. You notice your neighbor eating steak and sitting at the best table. You remember when he was laid off and you bought him dinner. Back then, he thanked you for your charity and quickly got another job. But now that he has a right to food, he stopped working to eat courtesy of your tax dollars. You barely recognize the frazzled chef buried in paperwork, the once happy figure doting over your every need now slaves for a new master, one that denies his fee for serving cognac, second guesses his decision to make cheesecake, requires a certificate of need to buy an oven. You know that under food care, he's merely biding time until retirement. When he goes, you doubt he'll be replaced because enrollment in chef schools has dropped as the number of bureaucrats hounding them has risen. As time passes, everyone forgets how it started, but the crisis worsens. Michael Moore makes a pilgrimage to North Korea in search of adequate food. You realize that the amount you pay into food care exceeds what you'd paid when you bought your own food, and you didn't obtain it for free. Then you didn't pay bureaucrats, or you didn't pay for bureaucrats and inspectors to tell you what to eat, or for those milking the system like your neighbor. Besides emptying your wallet, food care has drained all the pleasure you once derived from eating. Politicians blame their scapegoat, of course, the capitalists. It's all the grocers and chefs and food manufacturers' fault, and they pass laws to prevent any of them from owning a Mercedes while someone goes to bed hungry in America. They tell us profit is evil, and free food for all is a moral ideal. You wonder, is there something wrong with this picture? The ideal isn't the private system with happy chefs and grocers earning a good living in return for their talent and entrepreneurial risk and satisfied customers enjoying a Shangri-La of affordable food? The ideal isn't a spectacular abundance, with everyone's standard of eating, including the poor, raised dramatically. And this achieved without government force, without fleecing taxpayers and robbing consumers and suppliers of their freedom to make their own personal choices and to interact voluntarily. Instead, the ideal is to transform free, self-determining individuals into state-controlled puppets. The food care scenario is actually playing out in healthcare. Once the gold standard of the world, American medicine has fallen to its knees from decades of crippling regulation, with the final blow about to come in the form of universal health care.
You know, already one half of every dollar spent in the medical field is spent by the government, with Medicare and Medicaid and all that other stuff that they're involved in.
Yep.
All the money's coming from the government, so they're controlling what the spending is anyway.
So paperwork and the regulations are crippling the system. There's no doubt about it. Just a few more thoughts here from the gentleman at WorldNet Daily. To stop this despotism, we must repudiate the notion that health care is a right. No one has a right to demand for free the goods and services produced by others. We have the freedom to take action to further our own lives, to work, to earn money, and to pay for the things that we need while respecting the same rights of others. We don't have any right to enact laws to seize people's money, control their activities, and force them to provide services on terms dictated by Big Brother government. No good can result when the means used to achieve it are plunder and coercion. Universal health care merits the label sicko, or more accurately, tyranny. Unfortunately, he's absolutely right, and I agree, and I think the article's brilliant how it compares and contrasts this sort of theoretical food care program with universal health care. It does a great job. Unfortunately, the problem is in America that most Americans take it for granted that it is okay to seize people's money by force. Most Americans take it for granted that, you know, death and taxes, they're inevitable, right?
They don't see it that way. They don't see that having to pay into a centralized pool that is seizing people's money by force. They don't realize. You rarely see somebody saying, I'm not going to pay my property taxes and have their house taken away. It's, for one thing, it takes 10 years or something, some ridiculous amount of time before finally they get their house taken away from them. So, you know, there's not a lot of action. They don't send in the cops if you don't pay your property taxes. They just put a giant lien on your house, and it gets bigger every year.
Right.
And then somebody buys that lien, you know, in foreclosure or whatever, and then they own your house. And that's not the person you had the argument with, or the organization you had the argument with in the first place.
Well, right. And what you're talking about is indicative of the problem, and that is that government has done a magnificent job. Normally it fails at virtually everything it tries. But it has done a magnificent job at pulling the wool over Americans' eyes, and people in the rest of the world as well, as to how it operates. The government has managed to fool people into thinking it's this, you know, this wonderful organization that actually helps people, when in fact it is a burden. It is a parasite. It is siphoning off your wealth and then deciding what to do on a completely arbitrary basis. And similarly with universal health care. More on the way. If you've got thoughts about universal health care, call in. It's Free Talk Live.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at libertystickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07, subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The archives are there. If you've missed a moment of the show, and we do 18 hours of the show a week, so if you're only getting 2 or 3 hours of the weekend show, you've missed a lot. So go to freetalklive.com and grab the archives. They're right there on the front page of the website, easily downloadable and totally free, an entire year's worth of them on the house. freetalklive.com. As the dollar continues to drop, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to d2z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. That's d2z.org. So we've been talking about healthcare, specifically this awful concept called universal healthcare. In case you don't know, what that translates to is socialism, socialized healthcare, where everyone is told, you have a right to healthcare and you should get it for free. Which, well, of course, is not true.
Right.
On both counts.
The whole concept of a right, it just shows how ignorant Americans have become, that they even accept some politicians saying this crap. That's not a right. Look, if you've got a right to health care, like you have a right to free speech, like you have a right to religion, like you have a right to write what you want to, and in the sense of freedom of the press, mm-hmm. like you have a right to be secure in your persons, places, houses and effects,
right.
from
all of those,
unreasonable searches and
all
seizures.
Of those rights don't have anything to do with other people.
Right. If you have a right to medical care, then somebody else, some doctor somewhere, has an obligation to provide it to you. Or I have an obligation to pay that doctor mm-hmm. to provide you with health care. There's no way you can have a right that obligates me to do anything. When you have the right of freedom of speech, I don't have the obligation to listen to you.
That's right.
You ramble on about whatever it is that you're rambling on about. You can go talk in your own front yard or in your house where you own the property. That's what your right to free speech is about. I suppose you have the right to free speech on public property. This whole concept of public property is kind of a crazy thing anyway.
Yeah, I'd like that to go away personally.
But
government property
you have
more
the right
accurate.
To free speech on public property.
Yeah.
You know, so the whole idea that you have a right to medical care, no, you don't. You don't have a right to medical care. You don't have a right to food. You don't have a right to water.
Right. And we've seen what happens when the government controls these things. When the government is one of, I mean, it's already in, as far as the level of control it has today, it's mostly in control of the healthcare situation in America today, and that's bad, and it's made the healthcare system sort of stagnant. New technologies aren't coming out as often as they should be. They're not reducing in price. They're increasing in price, unlike everything else, where there's very little government intervention, like the computer field, where things get cheaper and better over time.
Doctors have to hire huge staffs
just to do
the paperwork to get paid from Medicare, Medicaid, and all this other stuff.
But look at all of the other healthcare, socialized healthcare failures from around the world. I mean, do we need to do anything more than just look at the examples of what has been tried and what has failed in the past? I mean, beyond the fact that it doesn't work in theory, it also doesn't work in practice. And we saw what happened when the government was supposed to provide people with food, going back to this whole theoretical food care concept that the writer over at WorldNet Daily came up with. Weren't they waiting in bread lines when the government was handling the food situation in communist Russia? I believe they were. Bread and water. Maybe it's a moldy bread. But it's free, Mark. It's free.
I'm sure they had to pay for it in Russia. Lenin tried to do without money anyway, but, you know, that was the whole idea, was that somehow the state can provide. The state cannot provide. Have you ever been to the county clerk's office? Have you ever been to the DMV? These people can't provide. They're bureaucrats. They're mired in their own little politics inside their office, and they're incentivized not to get work done,
right,
like we are out in the real world. I'm not saying that bureaucrats can't be turned around and incentivized properly, but not from a government standpoint.
Well, they can be. They just have to be not be bureaucrats anymore.
Right.
Have to work in the private sector. Have to work for themselves, that sort of thing.
And I'm not saying that some aren't better than others. There certainly are some better bureaucrats.
Your wife used to be a bureaucrat.
She did, and she, you know, basically they had to restaff her because she'd be done with her work, you know, halfway through the month, and it made all the rest of them look bad.
They couldn't handle having her around.
No, they didn't like
it. That's funny. Amazing. Typical as well. 800-259-9231. If you are a fan of this universal health care concept, I would love to have you call in and defend it, because it's indefensible, in my opinion. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones, talk to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, I'm for universal health care, and let me explain why. The Americans pay so much in income tax, state income tax, local taxes, property taxes, educational taxes, sales taxes, and the middle and working class gets virtually no benefits from that. The very wealthy at the very top of our economic pyramid have, with an income of over $500,000 a year, can utilize so many tax loopholes and tax shelters whereby the government's paying them money, you know, when they really, should be paying.
How's the government paying rich people money?
Well, there's farm subsidies and that sort of thing.
And tax shelters and farm subsidies,
sure.
Oil investments.
Well,
tax
hold on.
Credits.
Now, you're talking about taxes, Frank. I mean, we'll all agree that taxes are bad.
We pay enough in taxes that your notion that the government is giving people Social Security, that's taken out of their paycheck. Approximately 50% of their earned income goes into that now. It's ridiculous. So what I'm trying to say is this: the Americans pay enough. We should at least get that. And if we don't,
Frank,
our system
it's absurd.
Is so corrupt.
Frank.
And it is one of the worst. It's the 36th worst health system, delivery system
are you
in the world,
joking,
according
right,
to the
Frank?
UN.
Are you kidding? You're kidding with me, right?
No, like, I'm not.
We know that Americans
number
pay
one
through
is
the
France,
nose in taxes,
two
but
is
Frank,
Canada,
Frank.
They offer the very best universal health care.
But taxes are only going to go up if we get universal health care, Frank.
Our Canadians are already high. And you know what?
They're going to keep going up. Look
and Americans lose their jobs. They're not going to be paying taxes.
And they're not going to be getting health care if they're not able to pay into those, that tax system that you're talking
about. People have been paying for generations, and we're the only country in the world that doesn't provide its people with universal health care.
Frank, you are normally so
illogical. We're the only country in the world. South Africa was the old holdup, but after Nelson Mandela was president, the first thing he did was provide universal health care.
Frank,
for the South Africans.
You're out of your mind on this issue. I'm sorry, Frank.
I'm correct.
You know, the solution is not to keep the tax levels where it's at and try to offer more benefits, so-called. The solution is to put money back into your pocket so you can decide how to spend it and let the marketplace
decide. Are you getting money from the AMA to do this? Are you getting money from the
American Medical Association? No, I'm looking at history. I'm looking at the history of universal health care. You talk about Canada's system.
It's excellent.
The Canadians come down here to get their health care taken care of.
It's excellent, the system.
You
and
are
I've
full of it.
Had experience with it.
But
it
the Canadians call this show, Frank, and they say otherwise.
Yeah,
no, they don't. The AMA, you know what, when the U.S.
I would agree with you that the AMA has a monopoly, Frank, and that's a bad monopoly, and we should allow anybody to provide health care that wants
to. The AMA's political action group.
I think the AMA is terrible.
False information.
Frank, you're not listening.
I think the AMA is terrible. I don't like the idea of any union, which is essentially what the AMA is, being in charge of setting policy for the government. But when it...
we lost him? I'm not sure what that is.
Frank?
I think we might have lost him.
Ooh,
go on with your point, though.
Well, we didn't try to lose him. When any kind of union gets to decide what the policy is of the government, it's going to be self-serving. Of course it is. And the AMA serves the interests of the doctors, and it shouldn't be. What the interests that should be served here are the medical patients. And the AMA, not always looking out for you.
No, the current situation is bad. We understand that. We're not saying keep things the same. We're saying that we should be going in a direction towards less government involvement in healthcare instead of more.
To think that you're going to get more out of the government by paying the same amount of taxes that you currently are is ludicrous.
It's fantasy. You obviously, Frank, have not learned very much in your observations of the government as far as how they operate and how piss poor they are at spending money. They just don't have the same incentives that you and I do. When you're spending money that is not yours, that has been taken from others by force, you just don't spend it in the same way that the original holder of that money would have spent it. That's a fact.
Yep.
Government programs are inefficient, they're slow, they're stupid, they're bureaucratic, they're burdened by paperwork, and you want more of that in the healthcare system? Because that's what you're going to get with this universal healthcare idea. And what if I don't want to participate? What if I don't want your universal healthcare?
You've got to go to jail, son.
108, Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
If you're self-employed or you run a small business and you need competitive health insurance, pick up the phone and call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. These competitive health insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company, and coverage may not be available in all states, so call now and see if you qualify. 877-363-8736. That's 877-363-8736.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my managers and advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my ultra-pure omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right. Find out how you can get a free bottle when you call now. You know how important fish oil is, but not just for your heart. It has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, even focus and concentration. That's why I've authorized a free bottle of our omega-3 fish oil to anyone who calls now. You'll also get a free book, The Best Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging, with your free bottle. If you're even curious about what fish oil can do for you, let me send you a free bottle. I know you'll feel the difference. Our fish oil capsules have up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, and they're mercury-free. Experience the miracle of fish oil. Try it before you buy it. Get a free bottle and a free book by calling 1-800-505-4987. 1-800-505-4987. That's 1-800-505-4987.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and shop at the Free Talk Live store. We've got all kinds of great Free Talk Live merchandise, including the brand new and very cool Free Talk Live hoodies. And as well as, of course, T-shirts and hats, and we've got DVD Classic Archive collector sets. We've even got our own flag. I think you're going to like the products. They're high-quality merchandise. We think they're great, and our listeners do as well, so the testimonials are there if you want to read them. But store.freetalklive.com is where you go to place your order. Browse through the catalog. That's store.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, the amplifier line, talk to Puke in New Hampshire. Puke, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's up?
I hate to sound like a broken record, but the only analogies I know of are the ones that I learned in the military. So, Frank was just talking about how wonderful it would be if the government ran healthcare. Well, I've already experienced what it's like when the government runs healthcare, and because I was in the military, and so that's essentially the free universal healthcare.
That's true.
And most anybody, you know, my grandfather was in Korea, my great-grandfather was in World War II, and they all had problems with the VA. I had problems with the Army hospitals when I was in 6 years in the Army. Of course, I did have, you know, a couple of good experiences, but those were the rarities.
Yes.
You know, there was always long lines, long waits. The doctors were usually rude, and you had to fill out all kinds of paperwork. You know, I went to the dentist one time, and it was a civilian that was doing it because all the military dentists were, you know, in Iraq or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
And she had my gums bleeding just from cleaning it. You know, it was the worst time I've ever been to a dentist.
My gosh.
And it was just horrible. And I mean, this is the type of crap that you're going to get if the government runs all hospitals and healthcare on, you know, in the country.
We've seen stories from Great Britain where they have socialized dentistry too, and some people use them pliers to pull their own teeth out. They'd rather just not wait for the months and months it takes to get to the dentist to do an extraction.
Yeah, it's horrible. I mean, I never went to the hospital, but once or twice when I was really sick when I was in the Army, because I didn't want to deal with it.
I don't blame you. I haven't ever met a veteran that doesn't have issues with the VA, that doesn't have his own set of horror stories. As you say, there are inevitably going to be the occasional good circumstances.
Sure.
But for the most part, it's just absolutely awful.
Yeah, it really is. And for some reason, I don't understand why people don't get it. They don't realize. For some reason, I guess they have these rose-colored glasses.
That's
where
it.
They think nothing bad will come from, you know, the what do you call it, benevolent government. You know, they're not in it for profit. They can't possibly try and...
That's really the problem. That's really the problem. The government isn't in it for profit when it's providing medical care. And that's really the issue. They won't do a good job because they're not in it for profit.
Doesn't matter if they do a good job. You know, you're going to come back to them because that's the only place you can go to when it comes to the government control.
It'd be the DMV, you know, for everything. And people don't seem to realize that the reason that we have everything that we have as far as technology and conveniences and services were all created by somebody looking for profit.
Yep.
Somebody who wanted to make a buck and make their life better, and because of that, everybody else's life is better, you know. And if it was just the government, you know, a bunch of bureaucrats with no incentive, just sitting around in a day job, you know, flicking spit wads at the clock until it says 5, you know, it would be a much different world.
You are exactly right, Puke, and thank you for the call.
No problem.
Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. People out there that are considering this universal health care concept really need to listen closely to people like Puke and others who have just had these awful experiences in Canada's system, in the VA, which is our own sort of little mini universal health care system here in the United States. They can barely even handle funding the VA. Right? And you want to expand that out to all 300 million people in America? I mean, it is absolutely insane. And as far as what he was saying about the development and the new technologies, you might as well kiss all that goodbye unless it comes from another country. Because once the government's in 100% control over healthcare, nobody's got an incentive to develop new technologies anymore. No one cares.
Well, in most other countries, they don't have the same. They have a universal healthcare system, and they don't have any incentives to develop anything. Most of the medical discoveries in the world are coming from the United States.
If you talk to a Canadian, and that Canadian is telling you, oh, yeah, we've got the best healthcare system in the world, that Canadian's probably in his 20s. Because
he learned all that in school,
right.
And he has never had to deal with it.
Exactly right. The kids are indoctrinated in Canadian government schools to believe that they've got the greatest healthcare system that's ever been invented, and they go on throughout their lives thinking that until disaster strikes.
Until they need a, you know, some kind of heart bypass surgery or something.
And
like
then
that.
The waiting game begins.
Mm-hmm.
And the waiting. And then you decide, you know what, screw all this waiting. I think it's worth driving to the United States in order to actually get the health care that I need, because you're willing to pay for it. People should be paying for the products and services they're utilizing. And it once again comes back to that issue of, well, if you have a right to health care, then that means you have the right to someone else's labor. If you have a right to health care, if you walk into the emergency room and there's nobody there, having a right to health care means that you have the ability to point a gun at a man's head and demand that he go in to work and work on you and not be compensated by you for the work that he's done. That's insane.
It won't turn out that way. What in fact...
No, you won't hold the guns.
Right. The obligation will be created on me to go to work and then pay into this healthcare system that I don't want. I do not want it. I want to pay for every medical treatment I get out of my own pocket,
mm-hmm.
or from my insurance company. I want to be able to contract with an insurance company to do it. I don't want to have some universal healthcare system, but I'm going to be forced to.
That's right. You'll be forced to pay for it. Then that money goes into some centralized bureaucracy where...
If I don't pay for it, in the form of income tax, then I'm going to go to jail.
Right. The money goes into some centralized bureaucracy where who knows how much of it's just going to go to overhead and paying all the bureaucrats to try to figure out how to spend the money. Then once whatever money's left filters down to the level of the doctors and the nurses, they don't, you know, actually get paid based on any sort of incentive system. They have an incentive to move as many people through the system as possible. The way it typically works is that a doctor will get paid on a per head basis, and there's a certain limited number of people that he can see on a daily basis. So it's not like he can just shuffle a whole bunch of people through, but what he can do is shuffle as many people through as possible, get done for the day, and shut down his office. And then, of course, you get to wait until he's ready to open up again and continue doing business. And because the doctor gets paid a flat fee based on whatever the services are that are being rendered, based on whatever arbitrary governmental bureaucrat decides what those services are worth, it's not the marketplace that's deciding what services are worth. It's not the market and consumers and supply and demand setting prices. It's a government bureaucrat or a board of government bureaucrats sitting there saying, let's give our doctors $60 to do X, Y, Z. And then so
that sounds good.
The doctor knows he's going to get paid no matter how good of a job he does. He sees you, he pokes you and prods you, gives you some pills you might not even need, and you shuffle on through and you move on with your life. He gets his paycheck, and he doesn't care. It doesn't matter if you come back later on saying that you know the pills did something awful to you. He doesn't care. He's got no liability. Go take it up with your health board. You can appeal to the governmental appeals board, and then you can sit and wait as they decide what they're going to do about it, if anything.
Right. Well, go ahead and complain about what happens at the DMV. See what happens. Go ahead and complain.
Complain to the Postal Service. I mean, let's look at a government bureaucracy that
complain
actually,
about the police
that actually operates to some extent, right? The Postal Service has some market competition, the FedEx mm-hmm. and UPS, and so that's why the Postal Service can actually do something. They don't do it very well. They're not very friendly about it, but they can get the mail from point A to point B most of the time.
Right. They're probably the best bureaucracy as far as efficiency goes out of all of them, and that's not saying much.
But when a piece of your mail arrives and it's been sliced open and rummaged through, or a piece of mail that was really important, which, if it's really important, you should know better by now than to send it with the Postal Service. But let's just say you've sent something important to the Postal Service. When it arrives or doesn't arrive at all, and you've got an issue that you need to resolve with the Postal Service, good luck. Julia, my girlfriend, had an issue of, I think, some mail not arriving, and she went and she contacted the Postal Service, and it's just like any other bureaucracy where you call the helpline, and, oh, yeah, we'll send you over to so-and-so. She'll help you with that. And then you go to so-and-so.
The next one, to the next one.
Right, yeah, they'll
and
pass
then finally you,
on. You
get to somebody, and you leave a voicemail, and they never call you back.
And that's it.
You call a few times. You get the same runaround that you always do.
She kept calling back, though. She really was fastidious about this. She kept calling back to try to get in touch with this bureaucrat. Finally got the bureaucrat on the phone. And after 20 minutes of wrangling with this bureaucrat over the phone, she got some free stamps.
Sweet.
Whoopie frickin' do. Big deal. She spent hours trying to get something resolved, and all she got was a book of stamps. It's not about customer service when it comes to government. It's just about feeding the bureaucrats and sucking off your wealth. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned?